Welcome to the Health Pulse podcast. I'm Dr. Connor Delaney, CEO and President of Cleveland Clinic Florida. Cleveland Clinic Weston has seen incredible growth since its inception. Opening in 1988 as a 28-physician outpatient facility in Coconut Creek, Cleveland Clinic Weston has now grown into a 230-bed, multidisciplinary, fully integrated medical center. Cleveland Clinic Weston provides exceptional, evidence-based care to some of South Florida's most complex and challenging cases, and that's demonstrated by its number one ranking by U.S. News and World Report in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale region for four straight years. It has also been ranked as the top hospital in South Florida by Newsweek. My special guest today is Dr. Rodolfo Blandon, president of Cleveland Clinic Weston. Dr. Blandon earned his undergraduate degree from Florida International University and his medical degree from the University of South Florida's College of Medicine. He completed a general surgery internship at the Medical College of Pennsylvania and a radiology residency at Allegheny General Hospital. His advanced training also includes a fellowship in interventional radiology, which he did at Alexandria Hospital and George Washington University, and a master's in business administration from the University of Florida. Dr. Blandon has been an invaluable member of the Cleveland Clinic organization since 2001. And prior to his role as president, Dr. Blandon served as chairman of the Department of Imaging from 2002 to 2020, chief of staff from 2016 to 2018, and he currently maintains his practice as an interventional radiologist. He specializes in diagnosing and treating vascular diseases, treating benign and malignant tumors, and performing image-guided biopsies. He also has a special interest in uterine artery embolization, something that is used to treat symptomatic fibroids. Rodolfo, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much, Dr. Delaney. It's a pleasure to be here.
So to start, can you tell me a little bit more about the history of Cleveland Clinic Weston?
Absolutely. So Cleveland Clinic Florida originally opened as an outpatient facility in Coconut Creek in 1988 with a staff of just 28 physicians. After it originally expanded into North Beach Hospital in Fort Lauderdale in 1992, Cleveland Clinic moved its location to where we are now in Weston since 2001. Since that time, we've expanded by adding a number of outpatient locations between Weston and the Palm Beaches, as well as adding two new buildings on our main campus here in Weston. In 2015, the Braffin Center opened its doors. It has allowed our ability to provide care to some of our most complex and difficult neurological and cancer cases. In 2016, our new hospital tower opened its doors to include a state-of-the-art emergency department, imaging department, as well as expanding our intensive care units and regular floors in order to serve the needs of our community. Today, Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital has grown into a 230-bed, multidisciplinary, fully integrated medical center, and we have now grown to be 335 physicians, which provide expertise in 55 specialties, diagnosing and treating many of the most complex conditions in the South Florida region. This incredible growth is a testament to the clinical skill, compassion, and ingenuity employed by our caregivers on a daily basis.
It's impressive, all right. Having moved down here 18 months ago from MAME campus in Ohio, it's been really wonderful to see the growth here, the facilities here, but even more important, the team. The team is just amazing. So Rodolfo, maybe you can talk a little more and highlight some of the subspecialty services that Weston Hospital provides to the community and to the region.
Absolutely. So first, we're extremely proud of many of our institutes, but I would just like to highlight a couple. First, our Heart and Vascular Institute. We provide minimally invasive treatments, including structural heart and electrophysiology procedures. Our cardiac surgeons also offer robotic cardiac valve repairs. When we look at our Digestive Disease Institute, our team provides expertise in colorectal, bariatric, general surgery, and GI services. They have been nationally ranked by U.S. News and World Report for the past 6 years. This is the only South Florida digestive disease program to have achieved this distinction. In addition, we have a great transplant center, which is a leading institute for heart, liver, and kidney in South Florida. In December of 2021, we completed 1,000 kidney transplants and 200 heart transplants. We are also the only operational living donor liver transplant program in South Florida. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Brathen Center also provides comprehensive care to treat some of the most complex cases of stroke, neuromuscular disease, multiple sclerosis, headache, movement disorder, epilepsy, and dementia. We have a great group of neurologists with subspecialties in all these areas. Our Maruni Cancer Center offers the latest in technology and advanced treatment options, including chemotherapy, diagnostic and radiation treatment, genetic therapy, and counseling. In 2021, we also opened the LASIK Women's Center, which is dedicated to the screening, diagnosis, and treatment of breast cancer and other women illnesses, and is very conveniently located in the same location where patients can have their clinical exam and their imaging exams.
That's an impressive range of disciplines. And having been here, the complexity that each of those disciplines does is impressive. As a colorectal surgeon, digestive disease and surgery may be ranked the longest, but having been here, I know that each of the specialties really offers a robust depth of experience and some really talented physicians and surgeons. So it's been a special and impressive team to join. So the quality of the attending staff and academic staff also has brought in, obviously, the opportunity for us to educate others, residents and trainees. And so Cleveland Clinic Weston also boasts a strong graduate medical education program. Maybe, Rodolfo, you could tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So part of our mission is definitely education and research. And Cleveland Clinic Weston has grown to be South Florida's largest non-university physician graduate training center. We have physicians from across the world coming for residency training in one of our many specialty areas and for advanced fellowship work in many disciplines. Today, we have 21 different residency and fellowship program offerings with about 134 residents and fellows.
That's a lot of trainees, 134. And I think it's nice the way the fellows, and for those who don't know, fellows have done their residency, so their basic training program, and then the fellows come for additional training. So that's for extra subspecialty and complex training. So it's really an impressive number that has built up. And obviously these trainees then go all around the region, all around the state, and honestly, all around the country. It's an impressive group of trainees, just like the impressive trainers. So Dr. Blandon, Cleveland Clinic Weston has received numerous recognitions for its outstanding care and services it provides to the patients who come here and to the community. But maybe you could share with the listeners some of the recent awards and recognitions that Weston Hospital has actually received.
Sure, Dr. Delaney, I'll be happy to share a couple. So one of the ones that we're very proud of is the fact that U.S. News and World Report has ranked us the number one hospital in South Florida for 4 years in a row. They have also ranked our GI and GI surgery program for 6 years in a row. And that's been nationally ranked as a top 50 program in the United States. We have also received high performing in four specialties, including geriatrics, neurology, pulmonology, and urology. Recently, Newsweek also ranked Cleveland Clinic Weston as a top hospital in South Florida and the second in the state of Florida. Other recognitions that we're very proud of for high quality of care include being thrombectomy capable stroke center by the Joint Commission, center of excellence by the National Pancreas Foundation. Our sleep center is also accredited. Our epilepsy center is now level 4, which is the highest that you can get. And we also have a designated breast center of excellence.
That's a long list of programs with excellence. So we talked a little bit earlier about some of the really complex care that's done. This also highlights some of the emergency care like stroke care, breast care, breast cancer, and really it's got many successes, a testament to the team that's here. But Cleveland Clinic Weston also provides a lot of care to the community, and perhaps at no other time, at least in the last century, have hospitals been providing care to the communities than around the pandemic. And through the pandemic, the hospital's seen really incredible growth in the volume of services it's provided and to the number of patients that it serves. How are the team, maybe you could talk a little bit about how the team are trying to manage the demand, because I understand the complexity of that.
Absolutely. Because as you mentioned, not only are we seeing taking care of more patients in our community, but it's also very complex care. So we've seen increasing demand of care here at Cleveland Clinic Weston, even throughout the pandemic. Our outpatient visits grew 20% and our surgical cases grew 10% since 2019. So to keep up with the growing demand, I'm happy to share that we are in the project of constructing the fifth floor of our new hospital tower, which will add 30 beds for complex care. This will be 16 ICU beds and 14 intermediate care unit beds. And we're hoping to be able to have that operational by the end of 2022. In addition, our Coral Springs Ambulatory Surgery Center is fully operational with 4 operating rooms and 2 endoscopy suites. And it is providing patients access to outpatient surgeries with overnight stay. That has really helped support outpatient surgeries from Cleveland Clinic Weston's main OR, which has allowed the hospital to concentrate on inpatient surgeries. In addition, we've recruited the most number of physicians just in 1 year. We recruited 57 new doctors in 2021, which increases our complement of physicians at 335.
That's a lot of people. And I think, as you're alluding to, we're going to have to grow a lot more. So we'll be recruiting more physicians, nurses, and many other members of the teams. And I think the new beds that you describe are really just the tip of the iceberg. I can see us having to grow a lot more because so many patients just want to come and be seen by the team. Now, you've talked about the incredible team, and I've kind of commented on some of the amazing things that they're doing. Are there any particular physicians you want to highlight just to give a taste to listeners of some of the team members that we have here?
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, this is probably the hardest question, because there are so many great physicians that we have, but I chose to mention just a few for our audience to get to know. Dr. Jose Navia is the director of our Heart and Vascular Center at Cleveland Clinic, Florida, and he's also our chair of cardiothoracic surgery. He specializes in coronary artery bypass surgery, surgery of the aorta, and minimally invasive heart valve surgery, including robotics. Our transplant program is led by Dr. Tony Pina, and he specializes in liver and kidney transplants. Recently, Tony was instrumental in the development of our living donor liver transplant program. I would also like to highlight Dr. Badia Dara, who chairs our Neurological Institute. He has performed more than 6,000 operations for patients with complex brain tumors, aneurysms, epilepsy, and spinal pathologies. This is just a few of the great doctors that we have providing care at Cleveland Clinic. If our audience is interested, they can look at a full list of our providers on our website.
That's great. And thank you for that, Rodolfo. And as you were talking, what it reminds me as well is how well we function as a Cleveland Clinic enterprise. And with Dr. Navia having come, like myself, from MAME campus in Ohio, and Dr. Pina having come from Abu Dhabi, where he set up the transplant program as well. We really function as a team of teams. So important for hospitals is how we function with communities. Really, hospitals are here for our communities. So Cleveland Clinic Weston has also developed a really strong relationship with its community, and it's partnered with numerous organizations to host events and fundraisers to benefit the South Florida region. Maybe you could highlight some of these relationships and projects that we've been working on.
Sure, absolutely. So we have developed a number of strong relationships with the American Heart Association, the American Lung Association, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and locally in Weston with the IMCA. We have a great partnership where we highlight health and wellness programs throughout our community with our physicians embedded within the YMCA doing virtual educational health talks on a monthly basis. In addition, at our YMCA, we offer physical therapy services on the first floor of the YMCA, which specializes in orthopedics and post-surgical care. It is also, we also take advantage of this relationship to offer aquatic therapy program where patients can rehab their chronic pain issues and injuries in a pool at the YMCA here in Weston.
That's a broad range of activities, and it's great to be partnering with the communities. And we can only do it because of the team we have. But when we look back at the last 2 years, it's probably been one of the most difficult times ever to have been in healthcare and the most stressful time ever for caregivers to provide healthcare because of the pandemic. So our team and the caregivers here at Weston have shown a lot of fortitude during this challenging pandemic. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the caregivers and the team and the culture at Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, definitely, this last few years of the pandemic has really put all caregivers in the world really, at a very difficult challenge. But I would like to start off by thanking all the caregivers at Cleveland Clinic Weston. The pandemic really presented innumerable challenges to the way we deliver care, and they really stepped up to the plate to solve one problem after another with incredible resilience. In a time that could have broken us apart, we rose together to work hand in hand to achieve what has always been our goal here at Cleveland Clinic: deliver quality healthcare. Our caregivers have continued to cultivate a nurturing environment that not only meets our patients' physical needs, but also their emotional needs during this unprecedented time. The flexibility of our caregivers to adapt to these ever-changing circumstances while still delivering the highest level of compassion and care has truly been a wonderful sight to behold. And I'm extremely proud to be part of this team.
You should be, and you're to be congratulated, Dr. Blandham, for the leadership you've provided to the team through this challenging time. I'm certainly proud to be part of it. And our team of teams, the way everybody's done their very best to look after each other has been impressive. So Cleveland Clinic has a very clear mission, and we've got strong values, and they're embodied in all of the work that you and your hospital provides. This has been a great review, and Cleveland Clinic Weston is a prime example of why we are consistently regarded as one of the top hospital systems in the United States, but also worldwide. In fact, I just came back last week from London, where we opened Cleveland Clinic London, something you'll hear about in the near future. Thank you again, Rodolfo, for your time today and for this great glimpse into Cleveland Clinic.
Thank you very much.
To our listeners, to learn more about Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital, you can visit mymy.clevelandclinic.org/Florida. Please join me next time on our next episode of the Health Pulse podcast.